You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. He knows sports.
What if we made you like an ice crew member for the Islanders?
An ice cream vendor?
And he's very humble.
Your mother.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
So I love paying attention. They got Silva.
Who is Silva?
I'll tell you what. We have two open lines right now. I refuse to take the first question until those are filled up.
Houston's going to be a problem.
The Texans?
Yeah.
Well, the AFC is brutally good.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I know that Buffalo lost some guys. Buffalo still has Josh Allen, and they're going to be excellent.
Yep.
The AFC North, I mean, Cincinnati is going to be terrific again. Baltimore might be the second favorite in the AFC, right? South, Houston's going to be good. You don't know what Anthony Richardson is. Trevor Lawrence, the West. At some point, the Chargers are going to get really good. And, you, of course, then you have the Chiefs always sitting there.
We have our hands full. It's just another, they're actually like a well-run team right now.
Who's a well-run team?
Like Houston's like a well-run team.
Houston
like
has
figured
gone,
it out.
Houston has gone from being, you don't want any part of being on this team or in this organization, to I want to go to Houston.
Yeah, like C.J. Stroud all of a sudden now, and then him and the addition of
D'Amico Ryans.
I mean, there's like a, this all of a sudden now, like just like this stability.
And like not only making, is there stability, but you anticipate that stability being there for a long time.
Right. Yeah, but they're making like smart moves. Like, I mean, it's...
Well, they're well run now. I mean, moving on from Deshaun Watson was the best thing.
That was a complete mess with the whole Deshaun Watson thing and everything else.
If you put the right leadership in place, you can change things quickly. That's why it's so amazing to me that the Jets and the Giants have been bad for so long.
Well, maybe now, though, with the Giants. It feels like you guys figured it out.
Maybe. All right. We're ready to go. All the phone lines are lit up, and RJ is screening. 1-800-919-3776. We start as we always start. Here's Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. You know, David, with the NCAA selection show rapidly approaching on Sunday.
Yep, Sunday in the 6 o'clock hour.
I have two questions. One hot and one white hot, if you dare. The first one, the regular question. Who is the only coach to win an NCAA men's championship with two different schools?
Calipari won with Louisville and Kentucky. Did he win with Kentucky? No. Is it Calipari? Because he didn't win with UMass. He hasn't won with Kentucky, has he? He definitely won.
He lost with Memphis, didn't he?
Patino. Calipari lost with Memphis in the finals. Patino won with...
Was that against Kansas?
Yeah, I was at that game.
Yes.
Look at you. So he won two? He won a... Steve Fisher never won with Michigan. Bobby Knight didn't win with Texas Tech. I'll get this. This will just take a minute. I mean, I guess we'll have to... Jim Calhoun, no. Krzyzewski, no. Did Roy Williams win with... I don't think he won a championship with Kansas. Patino. Patino in Louisville and Kentucky, right?
And with your wife.
He couldn't be victorious with that.
You don't know what happened in the park.
I was there.
That second lap.
The second lap. I can't believe she did another lap. I think it's Patino 96 and when Louisville beat Michigan in like 13. Final answer.
You are correct.
All right.
Nice start.
Listen to me, Patino.
Patino.
You stay away from my wife.
Listen to me, Patino.
So you don't know Patino the way I know Patino. All right, Andy.
Do you want to try the white hot one or you want to save it for next week?
At his size.
It's white hot?
At his current size. White I don't know hot. If he'll be around next week.
That's a fair point. Let's take
the question.
All right. In NCAA tournament history, there's only been one matchup in the finals from two schools from the same state. Can you name those two schools?
I mean, Duke, Carolina have never played. Michigan State have never played. Indiana State went once. How about California? UCLA went over and over and over. Florida, but no. New York, no. And we're gonna have to really go back here.
Early '60s.
Early '60s. Well, Ohio State won it back to back years. Cincinnati, Ohio State with Oscar Robertson.
Bang.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Thank you. That's 2-0.
Quick two for
took
two.
Took a minute. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to a four-part baseball question. Tommy and Mendham. Tommy, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
So there's four teams in Major League Baseball who, from 1900 to 2000, their city and their team name didn't change.
But they have changed since? Or you're just saying the entire century they didn't change?
The entire century, and really, you know, 1903, of course, including the American League, if one is in there.
So it's not the Yankees, because the Yankees were the Highlanders.
Correct.
I mean, you got to figure it's the Red Sox. Boy, this is a tough question. I mean, maybe the Cleveland Indians. It's not the Yankees. I mean, the teams are obviously still in existence, right?
Correct. Yes, they're still there, but definitely not the Yankees. That's
no.
These are teams that have the same name that are in the same place or were in the same place.
Well, I mean, so can the Dodgers? So it can't be like the Brooklyn Dodgers to the LA Dodgers. Then that eliminates them.
Exactly. The Dodgers, the Giants.
So
it
can't be the Giants. It's not. I mean, so no, not the wait. Do they have to have been around?
How far back are we going again?
Right, because the artists saying like the Diamondbacks, but they were around for 10 minutes. Can it or does it? They have to be there for the entire century.
From 1900 or 1903 in the American League. Right.
All right. So I think the Cleveland Indians are there. No?
No. The Indians, I think, had a different name at one point.
The Red Sox got to be there then. I'll say Red Sox is one answer.
No.
Really?
Even the Pilgrims point.
Pilgrims, Americans.
Wow, that's a good question. So four teams that have never changed their name. Because they were the Cincinnati Red Stockings at one point, but I don't know if that was pre-1900 or not. I'll say the Reds.
That's wrong, too. They were the Red Legs.
Yeah, I know they were the Red Stockings. This is an interesting question. All right, I'll take one more guess. The Tigers?
That's one of them.
All right. You want me to keep going or you want me to stop? Because I've already gotten it wrong.
You want to keep guessing or, I mean,
so it's not the Dodgers.
There's another one that comes to mind pretty quick.
Another one that comes to mind pretty quick.
Would you like a hint?
No. I mean, you would think the Yankees, but they were the Highlanders at least in 03. The Philadelphia A's, but they were not the Philadelphia A's through.
They moved.
How about the Pittsburgh Pirates?
That's one, yeah.
All right.
You got two.
St. Louis. Cardinals.
That's the third one, ooh. Yeah. One left.
One left.
Yeah, I think this is the team I'm thinking of.
You think you know it?
I think I do.
Baltimore Orioles.
No.
Ugh. All right, what do you got, Ray?
I'm thinking the White Sox.
Nope.
Oh.
Wow.
It's not the Braves.
Yeah, they moved.
Yep. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I mean, I could sit here and go through every team, but I've already gotten it wrong, so we'll just take the L on this one.
Yeah, Cleveland Indians was the fourth one.
I thought Indians
was the first one Dave said,
yeah.
First of all.
Okay, yeah.
And the White Sox go back to 1901, I'm looking at.
Yeah, but he said from 1900.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but the first team I said was the Indians.
Yeah, the Indians.
No, but he said American League 1903. So what were the teams? Is he still on the line?
No.
He's gone.
It was Indians, Pirates.
Cards.
Cardinals.
And Orioles?
Or that was not Orioles.
Not the Orioles.
Indians, Pirates, Cardinals, and...
Tigers.
Tigers, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, you're listening to DNR 98.7 ESPN WEPN-FM. Where is it? Where are we?
New York.
New York. That's exactly right. All right. 1-800-919-3776. We continue along. Let's go to Noah in Bergen. Noah, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning, guys. Let's make this a quick one. The last ones have been very long.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it takes some thought. No, it's not so easy for everybody.
It's great radio. So in the last couple of days, Anthony Davis had that huge game, 27 points, 25 rebounds, mm-hmm. five of basically everything else. I'd like to know the last player to have at least 30 points and 30 rebounds in a game.
30 points and 30 rebounds. So you think like Tim Duncan. Garnett. I know Moses Malone did it, but he can't be the last one.
Was the second to last one. RJ wouldn't let me ask that question. That was in 1982.
And there's only one. Kevin Love did it at some point.
He was the walking double-double, remember?
Kevin Love was good.
Had his own commercial.
Well, if Kevin Love did it, and I feel confident he did it, then he would have to be the last one. So I'll go Kevin Love, final answer.
That's right. Against the Knicks in 2010. Nice job, Dave.
There you go. All right. That was...
Was he mocking you when he said that was good radio?
No, I think that he loves what's happening here.
Been funny if he was mocking you, though.
Why?
Oh, it would have been a good question with some good good humor added to it. It would have been a good call.
Let's go to, is a good caller always, Chris and Beth Page. Hi, Chris. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
I appreciate that, Dave. Hey, Dave, quick question. Do you take only sports questions now?
No.
We have a,
No, no, no. You can leave the realm of sports.
Okay, because I never heard anyone ask a non-sports question.
You may if you'd like.
Okay. You know, I have a Mets opening day question, or I have a presidential trivia question.
Hmm. Let's go with the presidential trivia.
Okay. Only two presidents have been elected in a non-leap year.
All right, so this is a leap year.
Well, just so you know, most of the elections every 4 years
right.
are a leap year. Only twice in the history of our country have presidents been elected in a non-leap year.
Elected in a non-leap year. All right, so let's think here. I don't know that I'm going to know this. So I think 1900 was not a leap year.
You're on the right track, pal.
But I don't know who the president was.
I'll give you a hint.
No, I don't want a hint. I don't want a hint.
Okay.
I don't want a hint.
Okay.
I'll let you know if and when I need a hint.
Okay.
Non-leap year. And you said there's been two?
There's been two of them, yep.
So then it would be 1800 and 1900.
You're on the right track.
So Washington was 76. So then you're looking at 24 years later than that would be John Adams. And then
no.
Not John Adams. So Adams wasn't the president from till 1801?
No. And Dave, Washington wasn't elected in 1776.
That's it was later than that. It was what, like 80?
Yeah.
80 something.
It was 1788 is when he was elected.
So Jefferson was after Adams, but Jefferson should have been after 1800. So give me the exact question again.
Only two presidents have been elected in a non-leap year. And
okay.
You're on the right track.
Okay, so how about Thomas Jefferson?
Jefferson's one. He's
okay.
1800.
So, okay. And then it would be 1900. God, I don't know. It's a president in 1900. Grover Cleveland was like 93. After Cleveland was... Well, Teddy Roosevelt might have been turn of the century. Is it Teddy Roosevelt?
No. Teddy Roosevelt took over for this guy who was
assassinated. McKinley.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So I don't know if you want to consider me getting that
We got
right.
to it eventually.
That was a fun question, actually.
Got to it eventually.
Did you hate that question?
Timely.
Or did you find...
No, it's a timely question. I feel like I know it now.
Let's go to... What's the answer?
Jefferson McKinley.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob in Jersey. We get back into the baseball realm of things. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. My question is, who is the only player to lead the majors in batting average for a season but not win a batting title?
So he didn't have enough at-bats.
No, he had enough at-bats.
So how could he lead the majors...
Well, that's part of the question. You got to figure that out.
So, did he switch? He switched leagues.
He did not.
His team left Major League Baseball.
I mean, I'll give you hints. If
no,
you want hints,
I don't. But... I don't want hints.
No, if he didn't leave the league, the person that was leading the other league must have.
So there. So give me the question again.
Only player to lead the entire major leagues in batting average, but not win a batting title.
So this is a trick question, right?
Well, I mean, it's trick until you figure out how it happened.
Which is the trick. So it's a trick question.
Okay.
So he led Major League Baseball in batting average, but didn't win the batting crown.
I mean, you're on the right
was
track.
There, was there somebody, no? Was there no batting? I'm just
no. Somebody switched leagues. It happened in your lifetime, I'll say. So, I mean, you probably remember this at the time, or you were aware of it at the time, but it's been a while.
Was it a strike season? Was it like the 81 season?
No, it was a full season.
Full season? I don't think I know it. So this guy switched leagues, or someone else switched leagues to take the batting title from this guy?
Well, somebody switched. Yes, somebody switched leagues after already having enough bats in one league.
Mm.
He went to the other league and did not do as well, so his overall season average dropped. But all that counted for the one league was his average in that league.
Right. I don't think I know it. Do you want to just tell me the answer, or do you want to give me a hint? It's up to you.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a hint. Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. It happened in 1990.
Eddie Murray?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right.
Willie McGee was hitting .335 when he got traded from the Cardinals to the A's. And his overall average dropped to .324, I believe. Eddie Murray hit .330 for the Dodgers, but Willie McGee won the National League batting title.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. That was a tough question. Let's go. RJ, how's this five-pack of college nicknames? Is this good? Is this entertaining?
So it is basically more obscure colleges that have pulled big upsets in the last couple decades in the tournament.
Are they really tough?
Some can be.
Okay. All right, you know what? Let's give it a try. We'll see how we are with the nicknames. Jake and Chester. Jake, have at it.
All right. Let's start out with UMBC.
Oh, they beat Virginia, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they an animal? I remember we were taunting Canty with it.
They were the Retrievers, weren't they?
Yeah, Retrievers, right.
I think that's it.
Don't be so surprised, RJ.
I didn't know it. Yes. That's a good job.
That is a good job. Go ahead.
All right, Middle Tennessee State University.
MTSU. What? That's how they're referred.
I know.
They are the Blue Raiders.
Correct.
Yeah.
A little more recent, St. Peter's.
Peacocks.
Correct.
Then all of a sudden I'm going to have Peacock all over the place.
What was the fourth one? I'm sorry, Jake.
Florida Gulf Coast.
Florida Gulf Coast. That was, what were they, like Dunk University?
No, come on.
No, that was what they called them that year. Dunk City.
I think you remember this.
I wear the pants.
They beat Georgetown.
My niece goes there.
Oh, you remember this?
I will remember it, but I don't remember it at the moment. Well, if you know, why don't you say it?
Eagles, right?
Yeah, this is your question.
All right, Eagles.
I wear the sweatpants.
We'll say Eagles.
All right, last one, Fairleigh Dickinson.
Knights.
Nice.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. It was a conglomeration. It was a team effort, is what that was.
They got a beach right on campus, Florida Gulf Coast.
I have heard it's amazing.
Amazing.
You know what I've heard is like the greatest of the great, Pepperdine.
Yes. Anyone that goes on a visit to Pepperdine is...
It's supposed to be like a country club.
Dying to go to Pepperdine.
All right. These movies terrified me as a child. Friday the 13th.
Freddy Krueger's?
James in Newark has a Friday the 13th question. Go ahead, James.
Good morning, guys. Dave, this could be a layup, but I'll give it to you anyway. Dave, the original killer's name in Friday the 13th. Go.
Jason Voorhees.
That is incorrect.
It's a trick question.
It was not.
Another chance. One more chance.
Well, who was the killer in the first one, Dave?
I gave him a hint. I said original killer.
Was that his mother?
What's her name?
Pamela.
Correct.
Okay.
Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, so they have it.
I always get them screwed up.
I didn't like those movies. Those are terrifying.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Was it
Freddy Kevin Kruger Bacon
was,
in that one?
Was Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street?
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, that's the one that freaked
no,
me out.
No, Friday the 13th was Camp Crystal Lake where the boy Jason died in the lake.
Right.
Wasn't Kevin Bacon in the first one?
I don't know that.
We're going to do that again?
You know what? It's very entertaining radio. I'm not going to let you sit here and disparage him.
I think there's some good other questions we can ask.
So this is Ken Jennings' audio. Let's get to your Ken Jennings audio. You set it up. Wait, you go.
Would you like it to be played now?
No, not yet. No.
He wants to set it up. Go ahead. You do what
so,
you think.
So, your favorite show is Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
So, here is... Now, this is not the question. I'm going to ask you a question off of this question.
Okay.
This is from Alex Trebek, not Ken Jennings.
100-plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times. 11 times by this player. Joe, who's Magic Johnson? Oh, no.
What? Matt... that's troubling on so many levels.
So confident.
Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson? No.
Well, because he heard assists, and he just got taken away by the moment.
So,
yes.
Can you answer? That's
Mario Lemieux.
No. Can you answer that question? It's happened 13 times, 11.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky.
Right. I want the other two. It's happened 13. Gretzky did it 11. Give me the other two times. Players.
Not Mario Lemieux.
It is Lemieux.
Yeah, that's
he's
what I
one.
Said.
Yeah, and give me the.
Oh, there's another guy.
Yeah, two. I said. This one's a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the same guy twice.
Wayne Gretzky, by the way, had a 163 assists.
Gretzky did?
In a season.
That's crazy. He had 212 points when
you... he had 215 points. He had 208 points. He had 212 points. He had 205 points. This is a tougher one. This guy's right there, though, as, in my opinion, one of the best to ever do it.
All right, so let's think.
People don't think enough about him.
He didn't... What's funny is if they had, like, arthroscopic surgery back when he was hurt, he would have played for...
They played for the Bruins and the Blues.
And his name is...
Do horses like to eat this?
Wow. What a guy.
That's how we're
just say it. Just say it.
Hall and?
No.
That's not Adam Oates?
Oh, my God. No.
That was quite the setup.
Really?
Oh, my God. I was like, I was thinking in my head, the horses eat this?
I was looking at the
Bobby
at the
Orr.
What year are you looking
Bobby
at?
Bobby Orr?
Lemieux and Bobby Orr.
What year did Bobby Orr do it?
Bobby Orr did it in 1970-71, had 102 assists.
Wait, I'm completely confused by the question.
Let's go back to the criteria here. Hang on.
Grayman, do you agree with me?
100-plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times. 11 times.
Okay, I see.
So you
I
were
see.
Looking for more than 100 I assists. See. I thought you were looking for the two guys who led the league in assists when it wasn't Gretzky.
No. 100 or more assists in a season.
So I was
and
perplexed
that
by
is the answer.
So Raymond, you also were a little confused by that?
How are you confused?
I also
because I thought you were
Rick
looking for the
going.
2 years and it wasn't Gretzky in that
Yeah, because you mentioned 11 of 13 and I got caught up in that. Rick is right.
Right, but okay, here's what I will say. We're wrong. But obviously there was an issue if both of us were taken down the wrong path.
RJ, did you get the question?
I thought it was a great question.
That's not the point, RJ.
That's not what he was asked.
This thing's been completely ruined.
I'm not
asking another question.
From the jump.
I'm not bringing in sound. You know, I had me thinking in my head, do horses eat ore?
You know,
or the very famous band Hole in Ore.
You know why I feel terrible? The first thing I walk in today, Rick looks up, he's at his computer doing work, he goes, guess what I got today?
He was so proud of himself too. He was.
It's a movie in the early 70s.
You know what? I'm gonna take the L on this one. This is all my fault.
No, it's all not. I think there was a miscommunication in the system. And that's
the entire
what happened.
Thing. It got you mad. It sent you off the deep end.
Oh my God!
Rick is asking.
So I'm gonna hole in ore. Horses eat ore. RJ, just save us and do the 5-pack, please.
Do horses eat ore? Question needed to be asked.
I would have used, you might use this as a paddling device.
Or a substitute for.
I had such high hopes for this.
Yeah, you really did.
I really did.
Would you say it couldn't have gone much worse?
I don't, it went as poorly as possibly constructed.
Do horses eat ore?
I'd say it went about as poorly as anything could go.
Wow. RJ, I don't know if you have a five pack, but if you could create one quickly, that would be great.
All right. We're going tournament for the
next... horses eat ore?
I don't think so. We're going tournament for the next couple weeks.
Was the microphone in another room when you were doing
that? Yeah, I don't know why.
How far away from the mic were you at that point?
To be fair, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, not far.
There was a lot going on. All right,
I wish I was further.
Go ahead, RJ.
Horses eat ore. Doug McDermott.
Creighton.
Nice.
Played for his dad.
Blue Jays. McBuckets.
Chris Douglas Roberts.
A CDR, played for the Nets. I believe that would be Memphis.
That would be correct. Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut, top pick of the entire NBA draft, played for Rick Majerus at Utah.
That's right. DeJuan Blair.
DeJuan Blair, at undersized four, played for Jamie Dixon at Pitt.
I believe he had, did he have his ACL taken out? Something like that?
No longer has an ACL.
Yeah. And Hashim.
Is that good?
No. He made it work, though. Hashim to beat.
Number two pick in the draft. That seems like a silly pick in retrospect. 7'3". Played for Jim Calhoun.
Yeah.
UConn.
You were so good. You know what I can say to you?
What?
The horses eat ore.
Nice job, Dave.
There you have it.
I hate you all. I'm not going to
do horses
special.
Eat ore.
I'm not going to try to do anything special for the show anymore.
Well, this is Ken Jennings audio.
Listen, I think it worked out
You were
lot.
Great.
I think in terms of entertainment value, it worked out a lot better than you initially thought it would. You can't deny that.
You know what this was, this play? Or this...
this play?
This audio? It was like the Cowboys play.
That's exactly where I was going. This was Kellen Moore.
This was the Zeke Elliott.
Kellen Moore could not have drawn this up better.
The thing about that play, I was terrified. I've never been more nervous for a play that I... really, if you analyze it, had no chance of succeeding.
I felt the exact same way.
Because they showed it. A timeout was taken. They came out with the exact same formation. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, this thing's so good. They don't need to change a thing.
It was the worst play I've ever seen in my entire life. My thought process. They lined up the first time. I was like, oh, this has to be a bluff. They called the timeout. They come back out the second time. Immediately when Zeke touched the ball, I said, this is going to be a disaster.
And you were right.
Yeah, which is exactly what we just did. Because the second you played the sound that you didn't know I was going to play,
Magic
that should have
Johnson.
Been in. That should have been it. I should have scrapped it. This is not meant to be.
No. I think you made the right play.
No. We just put our...
You've done nothing wrong.
We put our heads down and we just went right through it.
This went from looking like the Zeke Elliott play to this.
You remember Goodwill Hunting?
Stephon Diggs.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, and who else?
Skarsgård, Matt Damon, yep. Ben Affleck, uh-huh. Right? Cole Hauser.
Yep. Friends Wicked
Casey
spot.
Affleck. You remember that movie?
Yep.
Remember when he was with them?
It's not your fault.
And he said, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
I know. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
All right. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
I can see now why coaches, like in the postgame, be like, listen, the play would have worked. It's the execution
that's
that we need to work on.
We had it drawn up perfectly, just couldn't execute.
All right, we got to get to this. I can't. If you would have asked me last week, is this going to be on your bingo card? I would have said no. I didn't anticipate Aaron Rodgers being this far away from running for vice president of the United States with RFK Jr. on the ticket. What is happening here?
Well, in what world would you ever think, like in your mind, would you be like, I'm going to include this on the bingo card, though? All the potential things
you would even put it on
season,
the bingo card.
Right. That wouldn't even cross your mind.
I'll tell you what, in hindsight.
You know what? It makes perfect sense. Couldn't you see Aaron Rodgers runs with RFK and decides, you know, I'm going to take a year from the Jets and I'll be back in 2025. Could you not see a world where we live in that happens?
No.
You're crazy.
I could not see a world.
You're crazy.
I don't want to see a world.
I understand you don't want to. What are we? This is the guy that has the audacity to say no distractions. We need to keep things, you know, in the locker room. I don't want any side distractions. Now there's a chance, and the New York Times said he's the leading.
Well, it's him or Jesse the Body Ventura.
At least Jesse's been governor of Minnesota.
I'm waiting for Vince McMahon to pop up on the ballot.
I mean, what are we doing? Why? I don't like the drama. I don't want. All he does is add unnecessary drama to this.
I got to tell you, I'm not the kind of person that could do what he does. Right? Like, be able to handle, like, to have to be involved in so many different things. And I could never do it.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous. He should not be running. If you're the quarterback of the Jets, you should not be on the ticket to run for vice president.
I have a hard time believing you can do. I have a hard time believing that, as good as he is at kind of tuning out the noise and just being, you know, just focusing on what he has to do. Do you believe that that's possible?
No.
If this is true and this happens, there's no way he can
be able to play football.
Both. No.
You can't debate. You can't travel the country trying to drum up votes. You can't, you know, shake hands and kiss babies. No, there's no way that you can be a full-time football player. I mean, you hear all the time, I'm in the facility at 7 o'clock in the morning, I leave at 11 o'clock at night, I'm worried about everything I put into my body, and I won't eat bananas, there's too much sugar. Another guy's going to travel the country trying to drum up support for him and RFK on the ticket?
No. Absolutely not. Like, I don't know how seriously he's taken this. I know. I mean, I sent you guys the
apparently
article.
They've spoken numerous times, right, in the last couple weeks about this.
They're friends.
Oh, okay. You can be friends. It doesn't mean that maybe there's a thought you're going to be the vice president candidate.
Maybe he's flattered. And, like, he's listening.
Then you know what? Come out today and squash it. I have no intent to run as vice
president.
They actually,
the article, the domain name, KennedyRogers.com was registered. I'm glad you laughed.
I laughed because I don't know how else to react to this.
I'm glad you laughed.
The story is preposterous. Either you're a football player or you're a politician. Now, if you want to get into politics when you're done with football, fine. But now, I'll tell you what.
Well, he is also the same guy that thought he could host Jeopardy and be an NFL quarterback at the same time. I know it's different, but still.
You film Jeopardy for like 30 days for the entirety of the year.
I know, but he had it worked out. In his mind, he had it all worked out.
But he would have filmed it in the summer before football started. You can't. I mean, the election's in November. There's no way that you could possibly travel and campaign in September, October, when football season is going on.
No, and be ready. I mean, at the level that we need him to be ready at? No. No. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I can't believe it either, but it's a real thing.
This is on the heels of him talking about how he wants to play 2 years or 3 years, maybe even 4 years.
Right.
And I got Ian
O'Connor
saying,
so play 4 years and then you can run on the ticket.
What kind of great shape he's in.
In 2028.
He's all jacked up in the upper body. Looks awesome.
And I can't believe this is something that's going on.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo!
over here.
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This can't be real, right? This Rogers story. Like, this could really potentially happen?
It might be real. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the real chances of him doing this are.
Here's the thing, though. Now, maybe this doesn't dissuade him from running, and I'm not making this a political issue.
Yeah, let's.
I'm not saying what side I'm on anything, because nobody knows and nobody should know and nobody needs to know. They would have zero chance of winning. You know that to be true.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, I could also understand. I mean, on the other side of this thing, like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're really friendly with. You guys have a close personal relationship, and it would be flattering to be offered that position, I guess.
I'm not saying it's not flattering, but you have a job. No, but you have a job that you supposedly love, and I thought wanted to.
No, I understand that, but I mean, we also have jobs that we love. I love this job, but if someone approached me tomorrow and said, "Hey, you know, would you consider being, you know, coaching this NHL team?" I would think about it. I know it's not the same thing, but I mean. And Chris Carlin had a really good tweet that I just went through. This was his quote. And this is Aaron's quote. Anything in this building that we're doing that has nothing to do with winning needs to be assessed. The bleep that has nothing to do with winning has to get out of the building. So like, this is the guy who's saying like this.
Right. That's what I was
saying
before.
There's one singular focus here, and it needs to be winning.
But it's not. If you are having
I think there are certain guys that can deal with outside distraction and do other things and still perform at a high level. I know I had like a little tirade on the whole Sauce Gardner thing, where it's like, can we do less talking? We haven't done anything.
Right.
Right? Like they had the Deion Dawkins thing going back and forth. And it's like, listen, we haven't made the playoffs in 13 seasons. I think Sauce is one of those guys that I said to RJ before the show, because we'll have some sound that you've already played in the midst of your breakdown. Well, he was in the pivot talking about Mecole Hardman. He can do both. It doesn't seem to affect his play on the
Sauce guard.
Sauce.
Yeah.
There are certain athletes that can do that. Aaron is one of those guys that can do that. No, I'm not saying this. In response to the quote that I just gave you, like, he's a guy that can compartmentalize what's going on off the field. And then as soon as he steps in that building, his main focus is football. Keep the main thing the main thing. He's able to do that. A lot of guys, most guys can't do that. This is not. This is not the norm.
But here's my thing.
This is not like I can do, hey, I can be the quarterback for the Jets and get that 100% of my focus.
And own a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan.
And then campaign to be the vice president.
No, you can't do that.
No.
It's not possible. And here's what I don't understand. You talk about if you got offered a coaching job in hockey. Okay. His NFL career will not go on forever. Right? Maybe a year, maybe two. He says maybe even three.
Same four, maybe.
Can't we revisit him running for public office in 2028 when he's probably done with the NFL?
Yeah, but I don't know if this opportunity presents itself then. This feels like one of those things that, you know, has the opportunity potentially happen now, and who knows what it looks like, you know, 4 years from now.
It's bizarre, is what it is.
The only way we're, as an organization, saved, or whatever word you want to use, is if Aaron Rodgers is back healthy and great. I have a hard time believing the level at which Aaron Rodgers needs to perform for us and be ready for us as Jets fans. He's able to do both of those things.
I don't want my quarterback running for the second highest public office in the world.
These feel like two things that you need to be all in on. It can't be like I'm splitting my time between being the quarterback for the Jets and also campaigning to be the vice president.
You do understand that the Jets would get like way less of his attention than running for VP of the United States.
I think you're burying the lead here. Like, you know, he'd be one incident away from running the country.
Right.
No, it wouldn't take much.
No, you're not wrong.
Listen, Russia, we got things. Everybody, relax.
Relax.
R-E-L-A-X.
I'm not available on Thursdays.
All the answers
occasionally
are
occasionally a Thursday,
me.
Most Sundays, and potentially a Monday. That's unavailable. Right.
Where's the president? He's on a darkness retreat. He'll be back on Tuesday.
No, he's actually, they're going through red zone right now.
Relax. We're going to be okay.
Can I?
Today's
can
an install
I have any
day.
Idea who he is?
Yeah, he's a legend.
Can I ask?
That would bring a whole new meaning.
You would know the president.
That would bring a whole new meaning to the football.
And with the Kennedy history, I mean, really?
Who's got the nuclear football? Aaron.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, right?
It is called the nuclear football, yeah.
Who better to handle it? That could be part of the campaign.
I don't know. When he's under pressure.
RJ, you had a question that you wanted to
No, answer. Just more of a statement.
Yeah.
I've worked here for 11 years.
Yeah.
This might be... this might be the most truly unbelievable thing that I've heard since I've been here.
Like he's the leading candidate right now.
Mr. Pfizer...
to run on a ticket for vice president, the current quarterback of the Jets.
All the answers are right inside me.
Wait, would you not, like, if I told you yesterday that there's a player in the NFL who and gave you the scenario, you would say, that's the Jets. This could only be the Jets.
I mean, the Cowboys could have been in the conversation. Let's be honest.
I think Dak has these aspirations.
No, I don't think that he does.
This is going to get us down a road that I don't want to go down right now. Because even if you sit here and just think about it, forget it's just the Jets. Forget it's Aaron Rodgers. Just the thought that we're in a time right now where a person that's seriously considering running for president, that thinks he has a legitimate chance to win, would think that it's in his best interest to bring on Aaron Rodgers or Jesse the Body Ventura. Like,
well, but do you think RFK cares? Nope. He's not going
to
care.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. In his mind, he has to believe that if I join this race with the amount of money and everything he's going to need to acquire to do this, that he has a real chance to win. And what's going to make me give me the best ability to do that? Aaron Rodgers is my VP.
You'll have a glass of scotch and chill out a little bit.
That's a wild thought.
All this is wild.
That we're sitting
here. The fact
here
that he's entertaining this is unbelievable.
I can almost understand entertaining it. If someone offered me the opportunity to be the vice president of the United States, you'd have to think about it.
You don't even have to do anything leading up to the whole camp.
Like, you'd have to think about it, no?
Not if you want to play football.
It's not like, hey, I mean, I want you to. You want to be on my ticket for city council?
No, listen, I'm flattered. Ordinarily, maybe I would be interested. I play for the Jets. I can't do this. Shut it down.
Yeah,
no,
you're
I'm
also
sorry.
Talking about a guy who's late in his career too, though. Like, then now you have this opportunity.
But I thought he has things to answer and prove.
Well,
and
until all of a sudden it's like, hey, want to run for vice president?
So you think he wants to go out in his time in the NFL with his Achilles tearing and being hobbled off the field?
Well, I don't know. I think there'd be a real... I mean, it's something he's interested in, right? Like, he's interested in this stuff. Like, does it put you in a spot, like, as a human being where it's like, this thing that I loved, it could be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it ends up being. Like, it's close to the end, and now this new door's open where it's like... I guess if you really thought you had a chance to win...
But they would have no chance.
Well, I'm just saying, but if you thought you had a chance and you had that much... like, respect for the guy that asked you to do it. I don't know. I mean, it said he's the leading candidate. So they've had, I mean, he must have got like a half-decent response when he asked Aaron about it.
Well, apparently they've been discussing this for, like, real conversation about this for weeks. Boy, this is one of the great stories we've ever tackled
here. No, it's not. This is not a great story.
It really is. Let's take a break. Let's figure out how we're going to... come back and get into more of this and the Yankees and Garrett Cole and the Knicks as well. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. Pick winners, over-unders, or whatever catches your eye and do it on FanDuel in a same-game parlay. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Rick to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Rick. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
That's right. Only certain things can happen right here in America. Aaron Rodgers this close from running the country.
No, I don't think he's that close to running the country.
This close.
He hasn't even been offered the position yet. It's just as RFK Jr. has approached
a
handful
long way
of people, and most have said no, and apparently there's two right now, Aaron and then Jesse Ventura.
Okay, but
that would consider it.
How old is Jesse Ventura now?
He's got to be in his 70s. We're like well into his 70s, right?
I don't love the fact that the domain name, Kennedy Rogers,
72,
was
no longer available.
Nope.
But why, if you're Aaron Rodgers, would you entertain this past an initial conversation if you weren't serious about it?
Right. Unless it's because you have so much respect for him and they're friends that, I guess you want to give off the appearances that you would consider it because you believe in him and, you know, you endorse
him. But no
him.
Distractions.
Well, that's the problem, is that this, you can't, and there's guys that can deal with certain things. This is not a distraction that the New York Jets can afford to deal with. Now, they can't afford to deal with any distraction.
So they would lose their quarterback and their GM all in one shot.
That's not funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
I thought it was cute. Joe Pick says, do we get extra fantasy points per electoral college vote?
Can you imagine, like, we head into the summer and, like, the one big question on each team, like, how will the offensive line play? What about their second receiver? Like, for the Jets, their question will be, will their starting quarterback be running for vice president?
But here's the thing. If he runs and then they lose, what happens in early November?
Jets take him back.
Do you think there's any chance that the Jets say, go run, do your thing, we have Tyrod Taylor to hold down the fort. When you're ready, come on back and be the quarterback.
Think about what you just asked.
You know what? I don't think it's an outrageous question.
I don't think that's outrageous because think about what we just went through a year ago. We spent an entire year, the whole season, talking about, if his Achilles heels or the Jets are in the playoff race, they could activate him and he could come right on back. So you think that they wouldn't do the same thing if he somehow ran in a presidential election?
This is different, though. This is different, though, now, because this is politics now. And we all know what politics does to people. Let's not forget, he would be running as an independent. The owner of your team served under
Trump.
Right. So I don't know how this would land.
I don't know. The way they've allowed him to do...
That opens up a whole other can of worms, and I'm not comfortable going down that path because it's like
what would Woody
the
think
conspiry
of
theories.
I don't know.
Maybe Woody
is so dependent and desperate for Aaron Rodgers, he would say, you know what, go do your thing, and when you're ready, you come back and you be the quarterback of the Jets. You think the Jets is completely off the wall outrageous?
Yeah, a little bit. You think the Jets could actually, as a organization that hasn't made the playoffs in 13 seasons, with this kind of pressure on Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, could afford to allow Aaron Rodgers to just go do what he wanted to do, try to run for vice president, and then just say, all right, whenever you're ready, you come back.
So let me ask you this. What's your alternative?
You trade for Justin Fields.
So Aaron Rodgers says, I'll be back early November. I'll be back Tuesday, November 5th. Fifth or Wednesday,
you're talking
November
about
6th.
You're also, but you're talking about Joe Douglas's livelihood. You're talking about Robert Saleh's livelihood. You need everybody in that building to be all in on one thing and one thing only. And if you're not, as good as you are, we have to move on. You have to. He's too important, Nicky, but he's too important to the success, to my success as a,
what,
as
lost,
a team.
What happens? Okay, question for you. Let me follow it up. What happens if he hasn't made his final decision and Justin Fields is traded prior to that?
You have to have a conversation. Is this
take
real?
The war pipe, Rick. Take,
no,
it.
No,
take
this, it. No, no. Is this real or not? Is this real or not? I mean, we're adults here, right? You sign his paychecks. You own the team. Pick up the phone. Go meet in person. All the things that you did to get him to the New York Jets.
Right.
Find out.
I have one question for you.
How
and
serious?
That's it. No. Are you potentially running right. for VP of this country? And if you are and you plan to step away, we need to figure out another way.
Do you want to be the quarterback of the New York Jets or do you want to run for vice president? You can't do both.
This story is incredible. Ira in Staten Island. Ira, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, it only gets better. Every day there's more ammunition. And, you know, it's unbelievable. I've seen it all. I mean, Simini's been covering the team, but I'm older than him. This would be so jet-like. And I'm not a gambler. I would say if I were going to make a bet, there's probably a better chance he'd get involved in politics than the Jets making the playoffs or going to the Super Bowl. But with that said, Rick, you're right on the money. This has to be put done. This has to end today. Woody Johnson, if he didn't, excuse me, pick up the phone already. This story got to stop. Whether it's true, whether it's not true, this, you got to come out and make a statement. I'm considering it, or I'm going to quarterback the Jets, or I'm getting involved in politics.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if it's like next week the Jets don't have a quarterback?
No, the longer they let this go on, the longer you believe that it's actually true.
He's right. You have to put a stop to this thing.
Right, and then I got a text message from a buddy that's like, well, maybe Woody wouldn't mind it because now all of a sudden if that ticket is taken votes away from the other side, maybe he likes it. Like, let's not go down this road.
You have to squash this thing. You have to.
You have, well, no, more
and
importantly.
This is not an elongated conversation.
You have to find out if you have a quarterback or not.
Aaron Woody Johnson here. Do you plan to run for vice president? That's it.
Like, how serious is this a rumor? Is this something you're really considering?
Doesn't sound like it's a rumor.
We can't have you doing both. And we look ridiculous the longer we let this go on. That now all of a sudden we're talking. I mean, it never stops. Ever. It never, ever stops.
But not only does it not stop, the embarrassment goes up every single time there's a new story. Like, there's no way that I would have mentioned this to you 6 months ago that you would have thought we were going to be spending a segment or two on Aaron Rodgers maybe possibly not being available to the Jets next season because he'd be running on the ticket with RFK Jr. No way.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's because he ends up talking out of both sides of his mouth half the time. Like, his words don't match up with his actions. Right? Like, it's like, hey, let's make sure we get all these distractions out of the room. You know, it's going to be all about winning. And then he'll go on McAfee and, you know, it becomes a distraction. Or, I want to play for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. Well, your buddies with RFK Jr., you talk to him all the time. Like, when you said that, did you know that this was something you guys had talked about?
Well, maybe RFK just got to the point where he's like, you know, Aaron's great. Aaron has the same vision as me.
It sounds like this has been going on for a month.
Oh, God.
He just recently did that podcast, no?
Yes.
Okay, so they've had conversations right, like this.
I'm telling you, if I'm Woody Johnson, I want an answer today. What is your plan? Because if you decide you're going to run.
Well, you also have to figure out, we're in the middle of free agency right now. How many guys want to play for the Jets if Aaron Rodgers isn't the quarterback? Like, that's what makes the Jets actually, for an offensive player. Like, you heard all the tackles at the draft. Well, what would it be like blocking for Aaron Rodgers? Oh, could you imagine blocking for Aaron Rodgers? That's a whole different conversation. But
could you imagine serving for Aaron Rodgers?
Could you imagine blocking for Tyrod Taylor? No, I'm okay.
It changes everything.
Changes everything.
But I need to know. I need to. Do I go get Justin Fields? Do I now need to draft a quarterback? It changes the entire complexion of the organization. Let's go to Jim in Madison. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Hey, you remember when it was a crazy idea that Aaron Rodgers could host Jeopardy? Remember then that was the craziest thing?
I think he really thought he was going to get that job.
He did, and he desperately wanted it. Yeah.
Now, my question is, can we ever get to a point where Aaron Rodgers completely tarnishes his reputation as fantastic Hall of Fame quarterback and just is forever known as, you know, a crazy, obnoxious diva who loves the sound of his own voice and can't win in the playoffs?
I don't think his entire NFL career will go down as that. I think his tenure with the Jets could go down in absolute flames.
Yeah, it's not going to ruin his legacy. I mean, I think this could how this ends with the Jets could tarnish. Because, I mean, there was a reason why he came to the Jets.
His Jets legacy could be...
But I think will affect his overall legacy. I mean, there were questions leading into, like, he could be the most talented quarterback that's ever played the sport, and he's only won one Super Bowl. Like, the last
only
time
been to one.
The last time you saw him in the playoffs, not so great. Last game in Green Bay, chance to make the playoffs, not great.
Right.
Plays four plays for the Jets. Came here because, yeah, he would have all the influence that he's always wanted, but it was, hey, that Super Bowl trophy looks pretty lonely.
Right. Could you imagine the last 3 years of his career, lost in a huge game to Detroit. Get in.
Yep.
Four plays out for the season, left to run for vice president.
Right. No, you can't even make, I wouldn't even know how to make that up.
Brian in Oceanside. Hey, Brian, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. I had enough worries waking up this morning. I thought this story was bogus. I had enough worries worrying about who's going to protect Aaron Rodgers on the offensive line because they haven't done much free agency, and now I have to worry about Aaron Rodgers potentially protecting this country. It's very scary to me. And if you think from a football point of view, does this show maybe he saw what's going on in that locker room that maybe he's checked out and so you know maybe this isn't a very stable locker room or whatever's going on and he's checked out and this is his cop out?
No, I just think listen. I mean, I don't know what this is. I don't know what to believe. Seriously, I thought it was a joke at first. Then you read the, you read the story in reputable places. You see that the domain name was registered. I know he's close with RFK Jr. I think you get to a point as a person in general where you love what you're doing, but if you're given the opportunity to do something that maybe also interests you and is a new challenge, it would be something to think about. So listen, for me as a Jets fan, if there's a real possibility that this is something he's considering, I need to know now.
Now.
Like now. I'm not waiting a couple weeks. Like this needs to be like...
How Jets would it be if you miss out on Fields, the draft pass... Right, goes past, and then he's like early May. You know what? I think I'm done.
Well, it sounds like he's gonna have to do this in the next couple weeks. RFK Jr. is gonna have to decide who his running mate is going to be. Yeah,
and right now it's between Aaron Rodgers and Jesse the Body Ventura. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, let's break. We'll come back and we'll get to all the things that we do on the show. 1-800-919-3776. I am prepared to talk anything at any point. This was not something I envision us tackling at any point ever. But this is what we do on 98.7 ESPN. All right, now, for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say...
Hello! Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.